Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
Good morning. Welcome to Go the Distance Radio. This is lead pastor Rusty Thomas. Excited to be back with you again today. You know, yesterday we talked about being faithful doesn't always guarantee success. But what I want us to see today is faith has something to do, with obedience. That's what faith has to do with. I mean, he said in verse 39, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 39, it says, all these people who we talked about were successful or commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. And then he goes on to say, since God had planned something better for us, that only together with us would they be made perfect. Obedience is about trust. Even if he doesn't do what I want, can I still trust him? Charles Spurgeon says, if our faith be worth anything, it will stand the test. Guilt is afraid of fire, but gold is not. The pasty gem dreads to be touched by the diamond, but the true jewel fears no test. It is a poor faith which can only trust God when friends are true, the body full of health, and the business profitable. But that is true faith, which holds by the Lord's faithfulness when friends are gone, when the body is sick, when spirits are depressed, when the light of our Father's countenance is hidden, a faith which can say in the dearest trouble, though he slay me, yet will I trust him, is heaven-born faith. Johnny Hunt says, a faith that can't be tested is a faith that can't be trusted. In Philippians 1:29, it says, for it has been granted on behalf of Christ, not only that you believe on him, but you also suffer for him, for his name's sake. You see, the reality is faith has to do with obedience this morning. God, I pray that you'd help our listeners be faithful, be obedient, to follow you, God, no matter their situation, no matter their struggle, but understanding, God, that faith doesn't guarantee our success, but faith has to do with our obedience. So God, guide us, direct us, lead us today. And it's in your name we pray. Amen.